for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
I wish I could eat step in.
Donnie!
I don't think they're going to be able to respond to you right now.
What's the deal here?
There would be more order in a regime brought up with yourself and me.
So you're looking for, like, a minion?
No, a partner.
You turn around and you see a skeletal figure.
Who the fuck is that?
Nergoth Blade Lord.
And, what's his deal?
He's one of the originals.
Oh, an OG.
That's what they call him. Original Greg.
Your hit point maximum is reduced by 20.
No!
Through your backswing, you see coming down the hall towards you a horde of zombies.
Am I able to grab that finger bone and break it in half? I, like, just completely put all my muscle into this last attack. He just kind of crumples into nothingness?
You hear the rising, groaning yells of the oncoming zombie horde. From behind you, you hear calls from human creatures as they move in to fully surround you.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. And with me today is Amy Moore.
Hi, I'm Amy Moore, and I play Thea Amastasia.
And Carla Johnson.
Hey, that's me. I play Nulara Moonbrook.
And Tom Laird.
That's me. I play Flint Firebeard.
How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Doing real well.
Still a bit sick, but good.
Obviously not snarky. I had nothing, like, I had nothing quippy to say.
No.
Very subdued.
Okay. Love this energy we're carrying in.
It's good to go into
a
battle.
It's very serious.
Because we're like mid, like, it's, the shit is hitting the proverbial fan right now. Like, it's happening, so.
Things aren't good.
They're not just great. Last I recall, zombie horde approaching, et cetera.
Sweep that under the rug. You don't have to worry about that. They'll just eat your brains.
Oh, is that
no
all?
Problem.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
It's fine, right? Where people won't eat your brains is over on Patreon. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast.
We can't guarantee that.
Touche.
It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. So far, so good. Yeah. We can just say that the track record of non-brain eating has been high.
We are brain free over in Patreon. Okay.
Is that what you mean to say?
I don't know.
I mean, we're brain free, us four.
Oh,
our
yeah.
patrons are intelligent, attractive, wonderful people.
Just the
they
best.
Are the best.
The best kind of people.
And when you are a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you. Like today's patron, and I'm sorry if I mispronounce your last name, Craig Zeiss.
Ooh.
Thanks, yeah. Craig.
Oh,
thanks,
my gosh.
Craig. That's a fun last name.
That is such a fun last name. There's a Z, a Y, and another Z in it.
Ooh.
And it's only 4 letters long. I think that's fantastic.
That is fun.
Amy is very easily impressed today.
So thank you.
My last name's Johnson. It's like the most generic, boring last name there is. So like Zeiss, amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
More. Ours is actually just an adjective or an adverb. I'm more hungry. Yeah, how hungry are you?
So just is, yeah.
More hungry than you. Yeah, sure. We're an adverb.
Yeah.
I know words. Big deal.
So thank you, Craig, for not being an adverb. And thank you, Patreon, for being all awesome.
Totally.
That
awesome.
Is, yeah, that you guys are all fantastic.
Unless anybody has anything else.
No, I just want to kill some zombies.
Well, fuck it, let's play D&D. We see dragons tearing and chasing through the air. Most of the airships have been downed, some in ally territory, others surrounded by screaming and fighting mobs, being held back by magical shields, dispelling undead and holding walls up to keep cult mercenaries at bay. We see one of those ships at the base of the well, crashed and splintered apart as giants, mercenaries, and devils close in on its position. The deck is ablaze, and we see a few figures clambering out of the wreckage. One of those figures, Thaddeus Sicker Krumuffle, who wearily climbs up to a vantage point and peers over, seeing the oncoming attack. He calls out, "Anyone have any plans?" He sees panic set in among the several younger ship hands and soldiers. He reaches into his bag and pulls out a slightly dented metal cylinder. He cracks it open and peers inside. "Well, are you ready?"
"I hope so, just like we spoke about."
Thaddeus throws and releases the contents of the cylinder towards their attackers. What looks like dust and dirt gets caught up in the air, and one at a time, slowly at first, then faster, thousands of grungs emerge full size, weapons drawn, and rush the oncoming cult of the dragon, climbing and leaping over giants who suddenly claw and strike out at their own allies. Some begin screaming and running as they are touched, rolling down the side of the mountain. It is covered in a rainbow of grungs. As we race and follow down the mountain, we see two cloaked figures enter the tunnel behind where our heroes entered and fade into the shadows. We hear the undead groans and yells from cultists as they converge and surround the hallway where Flint, Thea, Nulara, and Donnie stand.
Oh my god!
So good.
So good. They came back. I was actually concerned. I was like,
I was
never
too,
gonna
and then
make
when
it
you
home.
Pulled out the metal tube, it was so, I got so excited.
Tingles.
Last we recall, Flint was at the T of the hallways where you had come from, staring down the horde of zombies having just killed Nergoth Bladelord. Thea, Nulara, and Donnie were facing off against the four drakes who still remain. Further down the hall in which you were headed, you hear voices from cultists calling out. I'll just say, narratively, you are at like a, you know, you're holding things off. No need to immediately jump into initiative order.
Hey, Flint, good job.
Sure, thanks. What do we do now?
Well, I think, Nulara, you have these guys handled. I think I'm halfway in between where Flint was because I remember running to him and then Flint end up killing him and me being like,
yeah.
Oh.
Cool. Yep. Yeah, don't
cool.
worry about
good
it.
Good job. That's fine. That's
you what do you it. See, Flint?
I don't know if it was the guy that we just fought or what, but there's a horde of zombies coming our way.
Excuse me, what?
Yep, there's a lot of them.
They're about 20 feet from the turn in the hallway.
Tree, have we decided, are they running zombies or shambling zombies? Shambling. Are they running or shambling?
They're not slow, but they're definitely not running.
I don't know what that means.
They're lurching around pretty fast.
Puppy dog panicking right now. Guys, we've got three options. Zombie horde, don't know, more drakes.
I'm still immune to damage, so I'll keep fighting these drakes.
So do we want to, like, push past? I don't think, like, zombies are going to wait. Like,
fair. Or do you guys just want to run?
Let's fucking run.
Towards we could just book
the
it.
Voices.
Voices.
What do you think?
I say voices.
Yep, I'm in.
I start wolf running.
You all begin to book it. Nulara, you make room for Flint, Thea, and Donnie to get by. The drakes jump at you and are clawing at you.
Think I maybe have both swords out? Because why not?
Sure.
Right? Why not?
Flavor-wise, I like it.
And they're, like, going behind me, and I'm just, like, you know, slashing out. Just in case one of them, like, gets dumb enough to, I don't know, walk into my sword. Either of the swords.
Sure, yeah.
Reckless Nulara is, like, more fun.
Right.
You manage to, in your spinning and backhanding swords and knives and stuff, take out three of them. The other one turns and sees the undead horde coming down the hall. As you all look over your shoulders, you hear the groaning begin to echo down towards you. The drake sees this and runs back down the hallway in which it came. As you carry forward, you see, coming around the corner at the other end of the hallway, carrying torches and various weapons, about 8 to 10 members of the cult of the dragon that you are now charging towards.
Do they all appear like they're living?
They appear living, so most of them are talking, barking orders at each other, prepping for possible collision. As you are running towards, you see them finally come around the corner, putting faces to voices.
How far into this, like, next section are they? And how far behind us is the zombie horde?
You kind of round a bend, so you see them disappear. They're about 60 feet ahead of you, at which the hallway that you are running down keeps going, but also is an intersect. The zombie horde behind you is about 100 to 120 feet behind you, shambling, so they're not moving as fast as you are.
But they've essentially cut off the
that direction.
So there's no turning around and choosing the other hallway, is what you're saying.
There still is the Drake hallway that they have not got to yet.
Can I roll? Yeah, I'm thinking an intimidation roll.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
And I'd like to pretend like we have the horde of zombies working with us. And I want to, like, threaten the group that we're running towards that they better get the fuck out of our way or our horde of zombies is going to be here momentarily.
I like it.
Sure. Yeah. So line of sight, they probably can't see the horde of zombies if you're hoping to use that as leverage. But
I'm going to tell them that it's coming.
Okay.
And then when it shows up. And be like, wait for it. Hopefully they will be like, oh my god, he wasn't lying, and they fucking get the fuck out of there.
Cool. Gonna need two things. Gonna need...
Okay.
Exactly. Like, narrate for me what it is. You'll roll, and I'll tell you how they respond.
Okay. So I kind of look at New Lara and Thea, and I say, guys, we just need to keep them busy till our horde of zombies is here to help us. And I yell it real loud. All right, that is a, with my bonus, 28.
Yeah, they stop dead in their tracks, and you hear them kind of mumbling quickly, and they turn and look the way they were going and kind of weigh their, they're like, I don't know. Should we foot? They stop and listen for a second. You guys are closing in distance now, and they, some of them start running back down the hallway which you are going. A couple of them are just standing still. They don't know what to do. They've kind of panicked at this moment.
Can we just, like, push on by them?
Sure.
I growl at them.
Sure. You're just kind of pressing by, not moving to attack anything, just...
I mean, if they were just kind of stunned into silence, yeah. I'm happy to just run past them.
You four pile through them, knocking them to the side. Everybody make a perception roll as you do this, and as you...
21.
15.
24.
As you pile through them, Thea, you kind of look over your shoulder. You see that the undead army is coming in behind you. But you also see a bright light following in behind them, like a massively bright light following in behind them. New Lara, you turn to see the eyes of a dragon looking right at you as you are running straight past this hallway.
Guys, there's something bright back there.
Guys, I think there's a dragon in that room. Like, I think I just saw glowing dragon eyes.
That makes sense.
Do you keep running while this is happening?
Yeah, I think we're scream conversationing.
It wasn't a five-headed dragon, so not the one we're after this time.
Quippy.
You continue to run, and as you clear the hallway, lightning comes down the hallway and strikes the remaining cultists that you ran past.
I scream, holy shit, and I run more.
Looking back, as that happens, you see a ball of flame ignite the undead. So now most of them have dropped, but some of them are on fire. And they turn to face where the flames came from, and another one lights them up.
On the plus side, we are down some enemies. On the downside, we might, you know...
Do you think that's someone helping us, or do you think it's just a happy coincidence?
I think we shouldn't ask any questions. Let's keep going.
Agreed. I mean, they're helping us right now, so I'm into it, but, like, let's go try and stop the ritual if we can get there. And
sounds
if there's
good.
Somebody got our back, dope. You know how New Lara always says dope?
Dope.
Yeah, always.
The hallway begins to snake around a corner, and you have two cultists ahead of you trying to run away from you. You turn and look back, and you see the scales of a brass dragon continue past the hallway, chasing down more of the cultists that were coming down towards you.
Ooh, brass dragons are our friends.
That is dope.
So you are currently in pursuit of two cult members who are continuing to run away from you.
Hey, we're all running in the same direction.
Yeah, everybody make a... dexterity check.
Say 20.
It's a 19.
It's a 10.
Thea and Flint, you manage to close ground on the two cultists who turn and see you and see that you don't have an undead army behind you anymore and turn to fight you. And they call out, hope you got all those undead armies behind you, because it's going to be a real rough.
That doesn't even make sense.
Roll for initiative is what the DM says, and not the person.
11.
I stumble up wheezing at this point.
Yeah, no,
I
made it there. You were there, but they kind of zipped ahead of you.
You got a cramp.
Guys, just, I need like 2 minutes.
Cramp.
22. Lovely.
14.
We're going to call one of them Dirk and Flounder.
Oh, I feel like Flounder's going down first, and I don't know why.
You don't know that. Flounder might have all the fights.
That's not how you say that. That doesn't even mean anything.
Nulara, you're up first.
Great. Are they both just human dudes?
They both appear to just be human dudes. Both also look as if they are, they're both brandishing short swords, but both appear to be reaching into a satchel as well as they turn to face you.
Fucking satchels and their dumb magic ingredients. Okay, I guess I will just attack the one that is closest to me with Dragon Slayer.
We're going to say that's Dirk.
Okay, so that is a 15. 15?
15 does not hit.
Son of a bitch. Let me try again.
But they're only stupid humans. 15 doesn't work now.
How about 20? Not a crit.
Yeah, 20 will hit.
Great.
I think 20 hits most things.
Yeah, I'd be scared if it didn't. I mean, more scared? 20 damage.
So you run and, I assume, take like a flying jump past your friends and strike into the first cultist, who is otherwise known as Dirk to our... He has a name tag.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm new here. Dirk.
There's so many new people, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
with the state thing.
They all look the same with their robes
yeah,
and their chains.
They gotta have
yeah.
something
yeah,
that separates
makes sense.
Them. Yeah.
Cool. Then Donnie is gonna try and recharge his. Oh, and he does. He rolled a 5, so he's recharged his fire breath. So if I can try and get both of them, that'd be great. If not, just the one is fine. Also.
Yeah.
15-foot cone.
Yeah, like you're the... So he's kind of coming in behind,
like,
so...
Like beside me, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Dex save.
Dex save, yeah.
9 and a 12.
Okay, well, those are both going to fail. I only have out 3d10s for some reason, because I'm a bing bong.
Classic bing bong move.
Bing bong!
That's 18 fire damage.
So Dirk is first in that line, and his clothes alight as he kind of tries to shield himself. Flounder kind of looks like he doesn't look like he likes it, but he's looking like he's taking it okay.
Okay.
Is that all you've got?
Rude. Then he will try and bite Flounder, like the one that was less affected.
Sure.
Okay. That is a 21.
Donnie, step it up.
You got it.
And that is 12 piercing damage.
As he's like, bring it! He brings it. And
Donnie decides to, in fact, bring it.
He takes him at his word, and he takes a big old chomp out of that attack. It is Dirk's turn. Dirk pulls out of his bag a glowing green orb. He begins to throw it at you. 17.
At me?
Yeah. You are struck by this orb, and it explodes at you. 27 poison damage.
Son of a bitch.
Rude.
Thank God I have this armor on, because otherwise I would have been dead like 3 fights ago.
Flint, you are up next.
Flounder within reach?
Flounder, yeah, he would be within range of you, yeah.
I'll go kick his ass for a while. Don't even worry about it. I'm assuming my moist tongue longsword is still moist?
Yeah, it's still moist.
That's a 27.
Yeah, that hits.
23 damage.
And it's all wet. And,
he takes a big old...
Careful now.
A big what?
A big old sloppy hit from the moist tongue's longsword.
Yep. I thought you were... All right, we're just going to move along. Second attack.
Can't wait till I get to these episodes and have to do the sound effects for these ones.
That is a 19 that time.
Still hits, yeah.
24 damage that time.
Yeah, he screams out in pain as you strike into him again, and he's like, why am I wet?
Good question, asshole. Third attack. it's a 24. 19 damage that time.
And how's he looking, Russell?
He's looking confused as to why this weapon has made him this way.
Sure.
Both quite seriously injured and moist.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to action surge and hit him one more time.
Okay.
You're giving him a real licking.
It's a nat 20.
See what I did there?
Yeah, give it to him.
So we're just going to double everything. Hang on here.
All right, oh, 16, God.
22,
give it to
26.
Him. We're doubling things.
That's right. That's right. Flint can go more than once. Thank you very much.
If you're stabbing him twice, is it double penetration? Is that?
I mean, I would have to assume
he stabbed
so.
Him. He stabbed him four times at this point. So
yep.
No, yeah. But this is like double damage. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So the first one, I think I said 26. I already lost track of it for the first one. Second one is 17, 22, 23. So all said and done, 49 points of damage.
Holy
Tell
shit.
Me how you decimate Flounder.
Yeah, after seeing the initial confusion on his face as to why he was wet all of a sudden, I use that slight opening to absolutely just run him through. Like, just from tip to hilt, all the way to the balls.
Oh, no.
I would assume the sword has balls, because thank you, Ty.
Yeah.
absolutely.
He long ago forgot what he was trying to do in this, wondering why... In his eyes, you see the question why he stopped to turn to fight. And then you see the recollection as to it was Dirk who started the fight, looks over to his buddy, and then dies.
Et tu, Dirk?
Well, hello there! Welcome to the middle of the episode. Thank you for joining us for episode 79 of Dungeons & Dragons. A Time to Run. Remember that one?
Yeah, it's very, like, a very
on the
biblical
nose.
Title.
It's not usually a move that we do too often.
I know.
But
I know.
We should maybe consider more.
It's a whole, you know, character growth thing, I think, is what we're going for in this episode.
Perfect. Here's my time to shine.
Okay, great.
Just kidding. It's not my time to shine, but I forgot to tell you guys. So I listen to a lot of podcasts. That's not what I forgot to tell you. But I listen to a ton of podcasts. And the other day, my phone was like, nope. And everything was gone.
No.
And when I went, like, it just like, this happens all the time with not the podcast app. Like, it just like
right.
disappears and then you have to reload it. So I did that and I went back and there was nothing in it. Like, no shows, nothing. Like, it was like I had just opened the podcast app for the first time.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, God. So then it was like, we're going to rebuild your library. Okay. And I'm like, okay, that'd be great. Oh, yes, please. That's, thank you.
Yeah.
So it loads like... six shows and like an episode of each. And I don't know about right. you guys, but I have like 30 podcasts that I have
yep.
like,
yep.
even if I don't actively have downloaded episodes, I like
yeah.
will download one and then keep it on my shows so that I remember like, oh, I like this one. I'm going to download more when I have time.
Yeah. So, or you can pop in and like see who's on it.
Yes, exactly. So that was the worst because of
oh,
course
boy.
There are like five shows that I for sure know that I listen to. And then I was like, I don't even know. I have a terrible memory. Like, it's all gone. I don't remember what I listened to. I don't remember what to do. I remember what to do, but
this is your podcast within a podcast. Carla's phone does stupid shit.
Yeah. Or like my podcast within a podcast. Carla sure likes podcasts.
RE podcasts.
Yep. I'm done. That was my story.
And if you like podcasts, maybe you consider specifically our podcast, not just any podcast, but our podcast. Consider visiting patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where we have just revamped all of our goals.
Did we do it or did you do it?
I gave you guys some input in that I told you what I did.
Yeah,
it looks wonderful.
Yep.
You did a great bang up job, honey.
Yep. So the goal we're working towards now, we're going to be streaming a one shot where we play that Carly Rae Jepsen thing.
Like,
oh, that looks
sci-fi.
So fun.
What is it? It's like Boy
it's
Problems
a, it's
or
a,
something?
It's called Boy Problems. Mm-hmm. It's like a heist themed adventure where she gets her songs stolen and the adventurers have to get them back. So we're going to do that when we hit our next goal. But also there's a goal after that where we're going to do a Flamekin's backstory episode, because everybody's been asking for that.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be so awesome.
And then if you keep going up a little bit more, there's a goal where we're going to play an Austin Powers themed episode.
And how are we going to do that? Yeah. Well, we're going to make it all up. So that will be like total original content that no one asked for.
No one
asked for this. But they're going to get the brainchild of the four of us. It's going to be horrific, you guys.
It's going to be so
help
good.
Us get there.
You know what? Great. It doesn't matter how it might take us 10 years to get to that goal. But we're going to watch Austin Powers, all three of them, once a week until then.
I did not agree to this.
The fine print.
That seems like a promise I don't know if we can keep.
Anyways, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Lots of new great goals up there to give you more content. Lots of great stuff to get you extra bonus stuff for supporting us, because thank you. And if you're unable to join us on Patreon, which sometimes that happens, and that's totally okay, we get it, but you still want to help out the show, we invite you to write a review and rating for us, like some of these lovely people right here.
This one is from Grawrock via Apple Podcasts from the U.S., and they say, love it! Okay, first and foremost, I came upon you guys by complete accident, but it was a happy accident, like Bob Ross and his happy little trees. I listen to you guys at work all the time and just love each and every one of the characters and personalities you bring to the table. I have had to stop myself from trying to chime in and be like, oh, hey, guys, remember you have so-and-so? Which would have probably been very helpful.
Need him on like an inner ear thing.
Yeah, that would be great.
But I remember I'm at work and may look like a loony. Anywho, you guys are awesome and I love hearing about the adventures of Flint, Thea, and New Lara. Keep it up, guys. Sincerely, Grawrock. And then in brackets, he says, that's my actual last name.
That's a fun last name.
Wow, okay.
It is extremely difficult to say, you guys.
Grawrock. Grawrock.
Grawrock.
Grawrock.
If we're saying that wrong, please let us know. It's not even a word anymore.
Let us know. I mean, we mess up names all the time. We mess up names within our own show all the time.
This is true.
Dungeons and Dragons.
I have one from Podchaser. Lucky Bridget says 5 stars, a hilarious adventure that has me grinning from ear to ear every time I listen. That's so nice.
Thank you so much, Bridget.
I also grabbed one from Podchaser, and this one's from David O'Steele. He gave us 5 stars, says, great friendly group of companions adventuring their way on the table. Feel free to jump in and get lost in the story. Thanks, David O'Steele.
God knows we are.
Every time.
Lost.
Every episode is a maze. But thank you so much, everybody, for writing reviews. And if you write a review, we will read it right here. And thank you for being awesome, because that's what we do. Links for those couple things that we mentioned today will be in the description. I didn't mention a lot. Usually I say everything, but now it's just a couple things, including where you can find us on Discord and the Reckless Play Guild Facebook group, where we've joined up with some amazing podcasts, The End of Time and Other Bothers, Dark Dice, and The Lucky Die. And this Friday, I interviewed him from The Lucky Die, and that interview, typey interview, is coming out to the Facebook group. So come join us over there and find out some great things about him and her podcast.
Awesome. I've really enjoyed reading all of them so far.
Yeah, I like the switch 'em up style.
We've interviewed all the DMs, and players are coming up next. So you get to find out about all of us. Final thanks to Sirenscape for some of the amazing atmosphere used in today's episode. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to bring your games to life. And the next episode, it'll be out Wednesday, April 10th. So let's get back to this one and see if they're still running. I can't remember where we cut. Maybe they are. Maybe they aren't. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Sorry, you stabbed him with the sword balls deep?
That's correct. Yeah. My
God. Somebody please fan art that.
Whose turn is it? I don't even know. Are you done?
I haven't done my turn yet. Do I get to go? Is there anything left for me?
Well, it was Flounder's turn, but not anymore. Oh. Thea, you get to go.
Oh, success. I'm going to see if I recharge my breath weapon. I do not. So I am going to bite at Dirk. A 20. Good. 20 hits. And as I run towards him, I say, take this, dork. Because.
Oh, snap.
Oof, because scathing.
I'm, yeah.
And he says back, I feel like I'm in grade school all over again. This is why I joined the cult. So I could get away from these horrid names.
13 piercing damage.
Oh!
And you have to succeed on a strength saving throw or be knocked prone.
14.
It is a 14, so.
Dirk is not prone. He is pierced, but not prone.
Question. Did I take guacamole out?
Did you, though? I think you did.
I think I may have.
I think
have.
We just, did, you just forgot
I think, yeah, on the we last just haven't one. Been.
Coming around the corner, following in behind the brass dragon, you hear, doo-doo.
Insert owl noise here.
And she swoops in and has a turn.
I was wondering about that. I was
always asked.
Actually, yeah, now that you mention it, I am 100% sure that you summoned guacamole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of remember wondering, like, hey, is there enough room for guacamole in these tunnels? And you're like, yeah, the tunnels are like 25 feet by whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's how that conversation went. Yeah. So nobody has to go back and listen. It's exactly right? how it went.
That's just how it happened.
So she is going to attack with her talons.
She got lost in the dark caves.
She did, and she's still a little bit confused. That's only a 9.
She swoops in, more spooks Dirk.
Yeah.
As it now
flaps
becomes
around him.
Yeah.
Birds feathers scare people.
Feathers birds everywhere. As Nulara's turn comes back.
Oh. Great.
Carla's like, oh, I have to wake up now. It's been such a long time.
It's a lot that happened.
It's just because there's only 2 bad guys. Well, and now only 1 bad guy. Usually there's a lot more enemies that get turns in between there. Okay. More sorting, I believe, is the verb.
That is the one, yeah.
It's a 19.
Yes.
15 damage.
In his confusion, he doesn't see your sword coming.
See? Guacamole helped.
And lets out a cry.
One more of those. That is a 16?
16 will hit.
Okay. 22 damage.
He's bleeding from underneath his robes. Puddles and... No, not puddles. Puddles is a bad way to describe blood. Pools. Pools of blood begin to form underneath him.
Nulara puts on her wellies and starts splashing around.
As he reaches for another orb, but Donnie gets a turn before he does anything with it.
Donnie will try to recharge, which he does.
Yeah, Donnie.
Fire weapon. You need to do a DC save.
Nope. That's a 3.
Okay. Guacamole really, like, knocked him off his game.
Yeah, he's really
like,
threw him
nobody
off.
Expects to see a giant bird come flying at you. So.
Okay, yep. So. This is some big math.
Oh, I like this.
15 plus 16 is 31.
Damn, Donnie.
Mm-hmm. Describe to me the scene as Dirk goes up in flames.
I think Donnie, like, pretty nonchalantly, like, shoots the flame. But then after he does it, he spins and him and Guacamole, like, kind of, like, slap wings.
Like talons. Like a high five. Oh, slap wings.
Ah. Yeah. Because he's stoked.
Like a twirl of flame, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's pretty stoked that his bewinged friend is there with him again now.
As he screams and drops to his knees, the orb falls to the ground and rolls towards you, and the light goes out as the last dying breath of Dirk vacates his body.
Nah, take that, dork.
You're standing in a corridor. You hear screams coming from down the hall from what sounds like a dragon devouring them. You have...
Probably our dragon, so that's
screams
cool.
To the left me. Silence to the right. Here I am.
Before we do anything else, can I use my amulet of temporary health to give myself 20 HP for today?
Yes. Yes,
great.
You can.
Good memory, Carla.
Any other potions you want to just down while you're at it? We've got randos here. We got rando potions. Yeah.
Can I take a healing surge while we have a sec?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's not a bad idea. I have a...
Someone's got Andre's go juice.
I have that, and I have bee's knees.
You have bee's knees, so that means you've got glass jelly.
Yeah, I also just have a health potion, which is probably...
Oh, we have that.
Yeah, potion of healing.
Donnie's like, you know, remember those days when we used to, loot bodies?
I don't have hands, Donnie.
I will loot Flounder's body.
On his body, you find three more orbs.
All dark.
Yeah, because that's kind of canonically how I just did it.
Just right now, these are useless. Why did you even loot this body?
But you also find two other potions. Two other potions.
Are they labeled?
What do they look like?
Red glimmering liquids.
Oh.
Red.
Fun.
Glimmering.
Like my life essence potion?
Is it similar to the life essence potion?
It is similar.
Ooh, yes. I don't like that.
No.
I don't like the way you said similar.
It's very much the same.
Someone should take these. I don't have hands.
I'll give both of them to new Lara.
I'm busy taking my own potion right now. That's why I'm not looting with you guys.
Should I loot the other body too while I'm there?
I have available hands.
What's left of it? Isn't it pretty charred?
He is pretty charred, but his bag was to the side.
How fortuitous. I go and I nudge my nose at his bag and pick it up with my teeth and kind of gently empty the contents.
There is one more orb, also not lit. Two other potions, also a red glimmering liquid, and a sketch of what looks to be the remains of, living Dirk and his buddy Flounder.
Oh, God.
They stopped by the boardwalk before they came to the big fight.
Are they both on skateboards?
It is caricature-esque.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I'm feeling much better after that fight. Well, not after that fight. After all that healing I just did.
Perfect.
I see someone come and take these ones as well. These ones here. I'm nudging and rolling them. Oh, God.
I'll grab them all like a big old hoarder.
You can throw them at us when we need
So you have the direction in which you came, which you hear dragons and screaming and stuff, or the direction in which you run in, which you can make a perception check to see if you hear anything new.
Sure, why not?
I would also like to perceive. I have keen hearing.
14.
I just rolled a 10. Does keen hearing give me an advantage?
Sure.
Okay.
You're actively hearing?
17 is my perception.
26.
The rumbles of the Dracorn are the only thing you hear echoing down the chamber of which you are walking.
I want to keep going towards where I know the direction is towards the chamber, like based on what that dude
The told direction?
Stepan's knowledge.
Stepan.
Yeah. There it is.
You begin walking down the chamber.
I think we're probably like trotting. We're at a jog. Time is of the essence here.
Yeah.
You are briskly walking with intent and purpose, and you get to a T intersection. So you left or right?
What would Britney Spears do?
She'd work, bitch.
She'd work, bitch.
Oh, God.
She's at a crossroads.
I could ask Britney Spears, what would Tom Hanks do in Castaway?
Oh, God.
Both at a physical and a metaphorical crossroads. What a hilarious ending.
I'm listening with my keen hearing, and it's an 18. 17.
Amid the dull drone of the Dracorn, you hear echoes of battle both ways.
Cool. Flip for it.
Einy Mooney. I can't remember.
I just added to this one. Einy Mooney Mitzi.
There was no Mitzi.
Mitzi.
Einy Miney Meeny Mo. I can't remember. Anyway.
Nobody cared to write it down, so.
It was so good when it happened.
It was really good.
It was so organic. It just came so naturally.
I think we just want to keep heading deeper towards the center of the compound.
That would be a southern direction.
Okay, let's go south.
Okay, so that is a right turn.
Okay, then a right.
It's all right. You're going south, and you carry on a ways, and it appears to get darker. You keep going. You don't hear any distinct voices coming from the direction ahead of you. And you see at the end kind of splintered light coming in at the end of the tunnel. You keep going and you see that there's a way to crawl through some rubble of what looks like perhaps a cave-in.
Does it look like it's a lot of hassle to crawl through, or can we shimmy through pretty easily?
Can us giant creatures fit through? There's my question.
You giant creatures?
I'm a giant winter wolf, and I have a giant owl. We are large, and yeah. Donnie is large
Donnie's
as well.
Donnie's pretty big, too. Yeah.
Yes, you all can probably fit through. There will need to be some maneuvering of boulders. It might take a little time, but, I mean, you don't know what's necessarily on the other side.
But we know this is the way to get closer to the center of...
This is of the two directions that you just had, yes.
Well, this has, like, some light coming into it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're underground, so if there's light coming through, there obviously is, like, some kind of chamber on the other side of this for light to be coming through, right?
Makes sense.
Don't think there's electricity down here. Only candles and torches.
That's really what the cult's been trying to do, is invent electricity.
They're trying to wire the whole place.
They've got a big Tesla coil on the other side.
I just think, like, if someone took the time to have torches lit on the other side of this, it means there's something going on over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, magic can also be a source of light.
But also, there. Like, a giant fire pit that they're going to use to sacrifice people and thusly maybe bring forth a dragon. Let's dig.
Okay.
Let's move some boulders around.
Everybody give me a strength check as more of a basis for how long it takes.
It is a 17.
11.
Seven.
A lot of the path is clear. It takes you a little while to clear some of the heavier boulders to allow for the giant creatures to pass. Nulara and Flint, you would be able to pass through quite unhindered. Thea, you in your winter wolf form could probably clear through pretty quickly. But Guacamole and Donnie might have a little trouble. So you take some time just to make sure that nothing collapses back in on any of you. Who's leading the pack here?
I am.
Flint, as you and one other person...
Probably me. I'm like the next smallest person, right?
Okay. Flint, as you and Nulara move the last boulder, you realize that the light source is coming from a monstrous building of sorts. A light shooting up into the sky. And you find yourself in a wrecked pit inside the caldera of the Well of the Dragon. Amid the wreckage and the rubble that you see before you, you see fragmented bones now that your eyes begin to adjust. And you look up and you see this mind-numbing structure. All of you begin to exit out into this. You see dragons soaring overhead. And it looks like it is tangled with bones and rock and is blasted up out of the volcano itself. The stone and bones look like they've been imbued with the dark magic of the Nine Hells. And what you can presume as the Temple of Tiamat, with all of its chaotic angles jutting out. Within that snarl of cornices and soaring angulation, you make out five asymmetric towers topped by twisted steeples. Screams and roars come from over the edges as another blare of the Dracorn sounds. And you are looking at the Temple of Tiamat.
Some of the music in today's episode is by Kevin MacLeod of incompetech.filmmusic.io and Scott Buckley at scottbuckley.com.au. Sound effects can be found at boomlibrary.com and at sirenscape.com.
Is everybody, we already did a little half recap there, but everybody's comfortable in their knowledge of what's happening at present around them.
I think so.
Yeah.
Murder, death, and chaos.
Yep.
Got it.
Yeah. As just
good summary.
It's just a Tuesday.
Right. You like start running. So, Nulara, you'll have to disengage. Not that it really matters because you're
impervious.
Yeah,
impervious.
Amazing.
Donnie would have to disengage.
You literally took half my HP with the one magic user. So yeah. Don't act like I haven't gotten hurt. I'm like half
you
dead.
You hurt her many ways. Partially emotionally.
I didn't take half your HP. Well, I took 20 of it, and then the others you can get back at some point.
Yes, yes. Fair. Because we want to keep going in the direction where Buddy told us.
Yeah, where the sacrifice room was,
right?
That is an idea. Yep. Okay. You.
Are we running in the right direction?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I only have the map in front of me.
You know as much as you guys.
Okay.
I always feel like whenever we have to stop, Russ gets like bad ideas as to what to do to us.
It gives me an extra second to think, which is maybe good.
See, that's what I was talking about.
They both appear to just be human dudes.
I like the Italian. They are both just to be
human dudes.
Nothing good ever comes of a glowing green orb.
Never.
No, it doesn't.
So is every fight I have to do it?
No, sorry, it still is because you had said moist previously, but you haven't said it again. So no. Yeah, it's still moist. What I'm saying is you haven't turned it off, is what I'm saying.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So that's what I was wondering.
Moist.
His sword's always turned on.
It's always turned on.
Always.
Until
always.
He turns it off.
Until he takes a real hard look at himself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Because nothing's more of a sword boner killer.
I'll just wait to do that. That's a good
idea. Wait till he throws the thing? Okay.
I want to delay my turn until he has his action.
Yeah, makes sense. The rumbles of the Dracorn are the only thing that catch your hears. Ha.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
If you love Actual Plays D&D, Hades, or Greek mythology and improv, be sure to check out Rogue Runners, Volume 1, In the Blood, to follow the adventures of Alexander the Great, King of Macedon, and Drunk Paladin.
Oh, sorry. I guess now I'm Alexander the Grump.
Rolf, part-time sorcerer, full-time boomer.
Is it a sex thing?
It was a sex thing!
Arete, stealthy rogue, and even thirstier mobster.
Have you bathed and brought to my tent?
And Annie, legendary bard and chocolate milk fanatic. Together, these four wretched shades will battle their way out of hell for another chance at life, with a little help and hindrance from gods and monsters alike. Word of advice when you're opening up these things, you're supposed to say, Olympus, I accept this message, in some really serious voice.
Take your place among the living again.
Your tactics are adept, if too elegant for my tastes.
My dear, saying no is never a crime.
You hit like a Philistine.
You're not getting out of here alive, wretches.
A pinky promise?
A double pinky promise.
When you die, you'll have to tell me all about it.
Rogue Runners, an actual play audio drama made during the pandemic, all while maintaining proper social distancing.
And I'll follow at a 6-foot distance.
How about a 5-foot distance for D&D purposes?
Sure.
Okay.